You're listening to SBS News.
Koalas are functionally extinct!
Wailing en masse for the future of a warming planet and its impact on endangered species. These demonstrators gathered in central Melbourne in response to the outcome of the federal election, which they say failed to recognise the seriousness of climate change. Students like 16-year-old Greta Kennedy took time out from school to join the protest.
Education is very important, but for me, the planet and the future is more important.
Social worker Father Bob Maguire lent support on behalf of their elders.
So I'm only here because I'm old, and I know that we're in the very best of hands because you lot, you actually think.
After gathering on the steps of the Victorian Parliament, protesters took their message to the streets. They paused at one of Melbourne's busiest intersections to lie en masse on the road, a symbolic act of dying to highlight species extinctions scientists have attributed to climate change. The organisers of the rally, the Extinction Rebellion Group, were also behind rallies in London last month that caused mass disruption. There, almost 2 weeks of demonstrations led to several arrests. Greens MP Adam Bandt is foreshadowing a stepping up of protest action here.
We are going to see people taking action and civil disobedience growing on a scale that we haven't seen before. This is literally a matter of life or death. This is about whether we are able to preserve our way of life as we know it.
Demonstrators have vowed to block city streets again in September, when a week-long global climate change protest is planned. Gareth Borum, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.